the kash of half mitzvah yadin of ragleinu. After reading the sugya, we have a machokas Rabbi Yossi and Rebbe about the standards and the parameters of the rule of nimsa kavvasus and the tela. Satosis raises a very fundamental question regarding a get that's given by maimat krovim. How can you have Eide Mesira that are kosher for this get if you're a krovim there and they should spoil it for the Eide Mesira? This leads Tosis, of course, to the pshat of the Ri, which he reads into the Gemara's Teretz also, that the Gemara gives the Teretz of Horeg Yerovei Yatzilu, that you need Eid Hameid, the Bezdin, in order to say the Ruh Nimsa Kavosus in the Taylor. This is not just the Teretz for the Kash of Horeg Yerovei, it goes back and answers the other Kashas as well, Parug as well. And therefore, our problem is solved. What was our problem again? The problem was according to Rav Yossi and even according to Rebbe. What was our problem? That according to Rav Yossi, just the fact that there's an aid puzzle that's present at the time of the Mesiras Haget, so that makes it a problem. They do some detail. Because according to Rebbe, even without Kavana Lohayid, the fact that there is a puzzle of aid creates a problem. What about according to Rebbe? Rebbe says it's only this Kavana Lohayid. That's what Hisru Behen means. That's what the Gemara goes on to probe further by Maminis, for example. L'merzi asitu, asuti asitu. Again, what does all that mean? It means the shas, the re'iyah. Did you have kavana l'hoid? But it could be that these krovim, someone there, could have had kavana l'hoid later on about this get. So it should be a problem according to Rebbe as well. That's our teretz, that it has to be an eid hameid. And still Rebbe proves his point about kavana l'hoid being necessary because Mayasu Shneachin, because it could be that Shneachin saw a murder and each one runs to Beis Din, and the rush adds, they think it's a mitzvah to go to Beis Din, they don't know of each other. So it could still happen that there's going to be a problem of Edus and Betela, so Rebbe says it must be that they have to be Kavana Lohay. This is the more or less the what comes out of our Tosis. There's a lot of things that I'd like to focus on and see how much we'll be able to do. And then maybe I was thinking to open the floor just to clarify anything on the sugya because you've been chazering, so we could try to go back on anything that we've been doing. First of all, what are some points that are still difficult? The Rashbam and Rashi and all those who don't learn Pshat in the Gemara's Teretz the way that he learns the Teretz. So what comes out of the sugya according to them? And what do we do with this kasha that Tosis is raising? Of Heichamatsiyam Din of Ragleinu, according to the Rashbam in Bava Basu Kuf Yud Gimel, the Rashbam doesn't know anything about Eid Hameid. The Rashbam looks at everything from the prism of Rav Yossi and Rebbe in terms of Kavana Lahayid, according to Rebbe, making you an aid. And based on that, the Rashbam runs from our sugya to the sugya there and says, Ein Eid Masadayin, if you are an aid that kavana lahayid that makes you a chalos aid, therefore you can't be a dayan, just as Rebbe holds nimsa kavvasus in the tela. Nothing to do with coming to Beis Din. According to Rav Yossi, it would seem like even without kavana lahayid you have that problem. Strangely enough, Rav Yehuda is the one who passing with Rav Yossi in our Gemara, and he's also the one that made the comment over there, the member of the Gemara of Gimel Shinichsu Vakir Sachole. So then the option is available to them of Ratsu Osen Din, which means, as the Rashbam explains, because he only went with Vakir Sachola, therefore the option still is available of Osen Din to be a Dayan. But had it been that they were Nichnesu for the sake of being Eidim, that would make it Usser, or not Usser, but would make it impossible for them to be Dayanim, because Ein Eid Nasa Dayan. Okay, so that's a kasha anywhere. Rav Yossi is going to hold even by the case of Nichnesu Levakir is a chol, it's a problem. So you have to know what to answer for the Rashbam there. But then we also have to answer the Rashbam in Agama, in Atosis. What do you do with the case of Gidin? And not just Gidin, there's also a kasha by Kedushin. Tosis here, do left out Kedushin. Other Rishonim ask for Kedushin. So what do you do with the fact that there are Krovim there? Alright, so I gave you two ritvas. I want you to know, whatever I'm going to do in two ritvas, there's a lot more in Rishonim and Bava Basra. I'll just highlight things along the way. The Tosafot has pages and pages and pages on that Rashbam Bava Basra. literally pages. I didn't even go through beginning 10 myself, but just a little bit. The Ran, Bava Basra. But we'll use the Ritvas as a springboard. So let's see. Should we do the Ritva here first? Ritva in the Ritva here, the Ritva in Kedushin. Kedushin, okay, do that. Okay, well, it's all good. We'll do both. But let's go with the Ritva Kedushin and see where that takes us. Okay. Then we have the new Ritvas? No, okay, we'll use the... It's fine. We'll use the... They gave you the sheet, right? The Xerox, okay. Okay, let's just give you the Tamsis Advar on the outside. The Ritva, and what the Ritva does would seem to be a solution, maybe one of a number of possibilities for the Rashba. And that is the solution called Yichud Eidim. But what the Ritva does, it's interesting, the Ritva says that you need to say it. Even Lafi, seemingly what our Gemara says, and the Ritva does quote the pshat of our Gemara. He embraces the pshat of Tosis in Mekai Medavakas Medaber. And the Ritva holds that you need Kavana Lahoid. And the Ritva still is going to make the case in Kedushin that you need to have what's called Yichud Eidim. So we'll talk about that. But that's that you need to have Yichud Eidim. But as far as an answer for the Rashbam, so we'll be able to think about that as possible answer. In other words, we have a solution that we are Miyachid Eidim, and the Eidim Ksherim who are designated would allow us to avoid the problem of the pasul Eidim making it a problem for everybody else. Once you are able to isolate the Eidim Sheirim and see them as the exclusive Eidim, then everything is good. Okay, so what does the Ritva say? But the Ritva makes the case that Tosa's answer, in other words, is not going to be enough. And not having Kavana Lahoyed is not going to be enough. You need to have Yichud Eidim. And it's interesting how the Ritva Bayas assumes not that way. That would not be necessary. So the Ritva discusses here that the Gemara is discussing in the Shliach Naseid, Shliach Kedushin, and also for other things, other examples of Shliach Naseid. And the larger context also is the issue of whether you need to have what's called Aten Eidai. Do you need for the Baal, who's Mekayesh the Isha, to be Miyachid Eidim? So where does Aten Eidai come up? It comes up Umashal in Sanhedrin, when somebody is modeh, b'fnei Eidim, that he owes money. So there, if two Eidim hear a person's hodas baldin, that he owes somebody money, can they now testify that this person is modeh, he owes money? So you would think yes, because the person was modeh, hodas b'nigmeh, that means now you establish that there was hodas baldin. But the Gemara says that you have to say atem Eidai, otherwise the person can always come back and say, I was just kidding. I was just joking around. So I didn't really mean it seriously. So that is a rule called Atem Eidai, specifically by Hodas Baldin. Now, there is, for example, the issue comes up also in that Gemara, in Bava Basra Kuf Yud Gimel, by Shchimera. We have there in that Gemara that the Shchimera is allocating his estate. And the Gemara tells you there that they could, if they want, act as Eidim, Ratsu Kosvin, sometimes that's the only option. If it's two of them, not three, they couldn't possibly be the Dayanim. But that's where the Rashbam quoted there B'Shem, his grandfather Rashi, that by a Shchimera, who's discussing what he wants to do with his property after he leaves the world, he wants to give him a ton of now, but he knows he's leaving the world, so then you don't need what you usually need by Hodas Baldin of Atem Eidai. That was Rashi's raya, because otherwise, if it's Atem Eidai, then for sure they can't be Dayanim, because he already was Mazmin them as Eidim. In other words, that's another way to say that I'm making you Eidim. So does Kedushin require Atem Eidai? Says the Ritva in the beginning of that piece, maybe it's before where I gave you the start from, to be Mamon, who to be in on Atem Eidai, why? Kedesh, Shalom, Yom, Marlom, Meshata, Yisibach. Do you need to say a temedai by mamon? Otherwise, he might be able to say I was joking. Oh, so OSBS asked me a CC. You know why I said I owe this money? Because it makes me look like I'm poorer than I am. People sometimes want to project themselves as not being as wealthy, so they say, I have this call, I have this call on me. So therefore, it's only we say, I want you to know your Adam to be able to testify to this that I'm owed that I owe money. However, the Kiddushin don't know as far as apply. Therefore, there's no need to say Atem Eidai, V'chein Hilchus. Okay, so that's in a typical situation. Well, you have a man, the Mekadosh and Isha, in front of two Eidim, and nobody else is around, no potential problems of Krovim, Psulim, just a simple Maisa Kiddushin, says the Ritva, Kedava Pashut. Here, we have no reason in the world to require that the Baal should tell the Eidim Atem Eidai. The only time we find that is by Hadras Baldin, for the reasons that we just stated. Okay. Says the Ritva, but there is a situation where it will be required for the chassan to be miyachid the Eidim and say atem Eidai. Why? What situation? Mi kol heicha sheyesh ba'osam maimad ksherim upsulim or krovim. So that ma'ase kedushin present are not just the Eidim ksherim, but they're also krovim or Eidim psulim. Then, says the Ritva, tzarech liyached eidei ha-kedushin. Then, you must be liyached eidim as eidei kedushin. Why? The e lo, you're not going to be liyached the eidim. Then, kevan de'ika eid pasul b'nehem, eides kuam b'teila. So the Ritva says an incredible thing. We have a problem here of the eidim ksherim losing their nemanus, not being able to be affecting the Kedushin as Eidim because of the presence of the Eidim Krovim, Eidim Sulim. And the only thing that will solve it is being Miyachi, the Eidim, who are Ksherim, as Eidei Kedushin. Otherwise, you have Nimzikar's Karva puzzle problem. So you need to Miyachi, the Eidim, in a case like that. Why? So the Ritva addresses one issue, but I think Achor is going to have to address a second issue too. Seemingly, what kind of requirement would you have here? We know our sugya in the Makas Davav. So what is the Ritva's issue? That it's only when the Eidim have Kavana Lahoid that would be a problem of Nimzikar V'Pasul. We see that from the Gemara saying, Heichar Minaluhu Merzei Olasude. So as long as they're not going to have Kavana Lasude, so then it shouldn't be a problem. So you could say they might have Kavana Lasude, so there is a problem, maybe not. Who says this? They know not to come and say this. So that, the Ritva says, is not going to help us. Now, there's another thing that one could have brought, and I think the Ritva implicitly is going to address that as well. What's the other saving grace that we should also bring up, that there shouldn't be a problem we have no kavanah pasul? So what's the other thing? That it shouldn't be a problem based on what we read in Agamar? No. Leave that out. What? That could have helped too, but we don't necessarily go with Vachemka. What? Something more basic. What is Gemara's maskana? The way Tosas learned it up. In other words, Eid HaMeid. So again, that the Ritva doesn't spell out. But what the Ritva is going to say regarding his issue, that maybe it shouldn't be a problem because it's not a Kavana Lahoid, so he's going to answer that point. That will also speak to the issue that we're bringing up, that why should it be a problem? After all, Tosas solved the problem too. What Tosas say? That it's not an Eid HaMeid. Which is interesting that Tosas felt that does solve the problem, and the Ritva obviously didn't think it solved the problem. What the Ritva is going to say, to speak to why it's not going to help to say that, well, they didn't have Kavanah Lahoid, is going to obviously also speak to the issue that Tosas would have wanted to solve the problem with, which he did solve the problem with, because it's not Eid HaMeid. So what does the Ritva say? What makes this different and requires us, therefore, to be Miyachid Eidim? The Afal Gav Diamrinan Lemechzi Asina. In other words, so therefore, if they tell you they're not having intention to testify, so then it should be not a problem with Nimzikar V'Pasul, because it's only, as the Gemara says, if they say, Lasude Asinan, that Nimzikar V'Pasul is a Teila. So why is there a need to Miyachid Eidim? Says the Ritva, I still have a problem. Why? The Chiyam Minan Hasam. When we say over there, Makis, Dar Minan Luhu, Merzi Asisun, Lasude Asisun, for now we just translate the way Rashi does, when you saw the Maisa, again, that's going to change with Ritva by us, but let's just read it that way. The Maisa, if they ask him that question, the Amar, Lemechzi Asinan, and if the response is that we only came to see, that this guy made us bishar, that the rest of the Edom can now serve as the right Edom, as kosher Edom, they don't get disqualified. Hi, no, that's only going to be bedini maminis, u bedini nefashis. Not for Edei Kedushin. Edei maminis, that the Edom are going to see some transaction, some or some issue that would require it, that will make somebody chayiv mamon, or some maisa that would make the person mechuyiv misa. There, the response of l'mech ze asinu, asinan, would be enough that won't be a problem of nimsa karva pasul. If the karva pasul responds, l'mech ze asinu. Why there is a difference? She'ein edus miskayemes at sheban l'beizdin. The edus does not take hold until there will be a coming to beizdin to testify about the edus. So basically, it's all about the Edim coming to Beis Din, that's when the Edus is miskayemes. And therefore, the response of L'mech ze asinan, let's say that means when we saw it, we had intention not to say Edus, no problem. Ushas re'iya lochshiva Edus. In other words, seeing it is not Edus. What's the Edus? Seeing it and then transmitting the Edus to Beis Din later. So as long as the re'iya was not the same Haggadah, the Beis Din, so then no problem. That's all good, badinim mamnis, as well as badinim nefashis. What's different over here? Aval hacha, the kiddushin, ein ha'edus ba la'ames hadavar bilvad. The edus is not coming merely to verify that it happened, like, for example, mamnis and nefashis. Because there's something more fundamental to the edus by kiddushin. Suppose we will know beyond a shadow of a doubt there was a Maisa Kedushin. He gave her a ring. He said her Reyat. She agreed to take it, the same Kedushin. We know exactly what occurred. We know exactly the Maisa Shahaya. However, there's still something deficient in having this be a valid Kedushin. What's deficient? Einam Mekudeshes below Edus. Without Edim, there was no Kedushin. The only condition kiyum below edus ugzeras akasipu. Let's understand the very basic idea we should understand in the every fiber of our being. What he's saying here, what is the yisod? What he's saying here, the notion called edim kiyum hadavar. In other words, there's a fundamental difference between edim for kedushin, for example, and edim on a maisa that's negiach chiyum mamon or chiyum nefashis. There, what's mechayiv the person misa, mechayiv the person mamon, is the very thing that happened that triggers the afor chiyuv. The person is chayiv mamon because of the fact that he stole, that he was borrowed money, whatever it is. The purpose of the edim is merely what? Levarer, that we should know that it happened. But the mechayiv is not, the edim don't contribute to the mechayiv itself. It's not that the chiyuv is incurred because the edim saw it happen. If Edom didn't see it happen, there's still something here that's mechayiv them because of what happened. The Edom are the ones that bring that to light to inform us and to let us know, and that we have to let us paskin based on the vehicles available to Beis Din to carry out that chiyuv that was resulting from that maisa. So the Edom are coming levarer to clarify and to bring to light that which happened. But if Edom didn't see it, it's not that it didn't happen. And it's not that there isn't a cause for that chiyuv, it's just that we can't, our hands are tied. We're not going to be able to carry out whatever chiyuv should come about because of what happened, because there aren't the Edom, so we don't have the legal mechanisms, because we're not aware of it, we don't have the due process. What's different about Kiddushin? It's not the pshat that you need the Edom in order to establish for whoever afterwards that she's an Eishes Ish. So how do we know that she's married, that there was a Maisa Kedushin? The Edom tell us. No, something more basic than that. Even if we know that it happened, Kushta Denosa Shekitsha, Edom Ukadesh is below Edom. There's a halacha that we call Edom Ukiyam Adavar. We learn out the Gemara and Kedushin, Adavar Adavar Mimamon. It says, Apishnaim Edim, Shnei Edim, Bilashana, Shnei Edim, Yakum Davar, Shnei Edim, Yakum Davar, and we have ki matzava evas davar. So we say ein davar shebever pachas mishnayim. When it comes to status change of an ish as ish, either becoming married or becoming divorced, there has to be edim, talking about kedushin now, that are present, that saw it. Without the edim, there's no kedushin. Therefore, that's the gzeiras hakasam. That's gzeiras hakasam. It's a lima, davar davar mimama. So therefore, says the Ritva, not having kavana l'hoid and basin afterwards is not a saving grace in terms of that problem that we are presented with over here. Because, says the Ritva, became the cane, shas maisa u shas edusa. Now, so what are you going to say? It was omerze, meaning omerze, and not almanas to do what? To be made later. Doesn't matter. The omerze is the shas, it's the shas agada. It's one and the same. What's significant about shas agada that if you didn't have in mind to come to Bezdin later, so then you're not going to disqualify the other Aden? Because the kiyum of this maisa is a function of coming to Bezdin. And if you didn't have in mind to end up in Bezdin to tell about it, so then you're not going to be enough of an aid to pass on everybody else. But if we're talking about kedushin, the very re'iya itself is what's mekayim the davar. It is the very fact that you're existing there to watch this maisa, that's what affects the maisa. So being there lemerzi is the equivalent of what other cases would be having a man lehoyed. Because your existence is gufa, what's making the kedushin a kedushin. Everybody hear the vartz clearly and very, very clearly. Ad kedei kach, we're going to have to think about where Tosas was coming from. L'chor, the Ritva svara is so compelling. In other words, the Ritva is saying here, this is the lemerzi. The cave of the cane, shas maisa u shas edusan. And therefore, if at the shas maisa, which is the shas re'iya here, of the kedushin, the cave of the ikat seiru of psuli edus imayan, edus kuen betela, dumya, just analogous, the be'alma, kishesh seiru of psuli edus, kishabon lahayed bebezdin, she edus kuen betela. This next line, you can help me with it. I know guys were struggling earlier. V'chiyan minan le'merzi asiton or asudi asiton. When we say, I think it means in the Gemara, when we say to the Edim, that's what Amrina here means. So there, haynu hecha d'asu l'merzi b'shas maise. I'm not sure exactly how to touch those words. The gist of the words I understand. What does he mean exactly? Kacho Rabbein. What is those last line or a half? What does that mean? Chi Amrina l'merzi b'shas haynu hecha d'asu l'merzi b'shas maise. I would have read it. Yeah, go ahead, tell me.
And he's saying the only time you can even ask them is when there's a possibility that they only came just to watch, not to
good. So it means b'shas ma'isa, translate b'shas ma'isa, meaning b'shas
ri'iya.
B'shas ri'iya. Again, that's going to go against the Ritva here, but that's okay. Okay, never, I don't know what to say, but b'shas ri'iya. So then, but here it is, the b'shas ri'iya is the actual aid. But again, understand what the Ritva is saying is not just specifically about the question of they didn't have kavana l'hoid afterwards. It also speaks to the issue that Tosis brought in as the answer to the kasha, that they didn't have, they're not eight hamed bebezdin. What's the Ritva's response? You don't need to be an eight hamed bebezdin. You only need to be an eight hamed to pass to the others if what's significant is the Haggadah afterwards. But here, the significance doesn't lie in Haggadah afterwards. The significance lies in the very existence of the Re'iyah, the Edom seeing it. That's what makes you an aid. You don't need to come out to be an aid to be the strong aid that passes for everybody, as we explained the Svar of Tosfos, the certain level of aid. That's what you have right now. So the lack of intention for later to be made, the fact that you were not made, is irrelevant. You are as relevant as any aid because of your Re'iyah. This is the Ritva and Kedushin. Just have another Mar Mokum. They bring it from the Ritva and Gittin. Here it's Rina Krashkash, so maybe not the Ritva, I'm not sure, but in the Kedusha Ritva, now they call Rina Krashkash, in Gittin Yudches. Similar language. Yudches on the days. So he says, the Omer Rabbeinu. He's quoting already from others, and then this is the Ritva and Kedushin, the Mitzayin on the bottom here, B'Shem Hara'ah. that Hayu Dafka Medaber Shetoy B'Maisik Yon Halva. He gets specific Halva, like in case of Mamanus of Halva. Oh, Echad Chargis and Nefesh. The Sadi Lo Avdi Maisa. Different words, but the same Mahal, same Svara. It's different jargon. The Sadi Lo Avdi Maisa. The Enon El Leshakare. That's based on an expression in the Gemara. Well, Ivru Sahadi El Shakare. Edom only created for the fact that there are people lying, that people could lie, people could deny. So if you could deny something, the Edom are going to be able to prevent the issue from being denied, because Edom will bring it to light by saying we saw it, and they have namanas. Ava bekedushin, she'enat in your toloi ela b'ri asan shel Edom. Sha'af bisha kitsha befaneinu v'yadua hadavar. Ko shalo kitsha be'edim enam mekudeshes. Uri yasan shal edim hu sha'ose ha'maise. Because man she yeh sham karav opaso ena kidushin klum. The edus ha'ksheir b'teila. Da ha'rei zeh k'mo bi'alma shim bo lahoyit kulam b'teila. Da ha'cha ikar edusan hu achsha b'ri yasan. Here, listen, Ukimo Sheboin Kuan Gohoidam. He specifically speaks to the issue that we were bringing in, that the Rebbe Kedushin directly speak to, but it's really clearly implicit in his words, that what about the fact that you need Eid HaMeir? He writes, he and the Rebbe Kashkash can get in Yudches, here, Ikare Dusan Huachsha Beriyasan, Ukimo Sheboin Kuan Gohoidami. Hilkach Dusan Beteila. So it comes out of based on this Ra'ah that the Ritva is quoting. There would be a requirement for every Maisa Kedushin, if there are Krovim present, Psulim present, Krovim are almost always present, typically in a Chasana, at a Chuppah, so then you would need Yichud Eidim. Me'ikar Adin, L'maisa, do we hold this way, Halacha, if there won't be a request that the Chasana is Miyachid Eidim, no question, it's Kedushin's Kasha. Shulchan Aruch doesn't say it, but the Nosei Kelim bring this Shita that one should be Machmir for, which is why you'll find, typically, those who already experienced it, Baruch Hashem, those who will experience it, so the Sadi Kedushin will say to the Chassan under the Chuppah, before he gives the ring at some point, that you should, that they announce, could be you hold it. I also counts as Yichud, they announce them, so it could be that already would qualify the Etzem, you know, even to the extent that we're Machmir for it, they announce, and the Kedushin are. So it could be, you don't even need anything beyond. But what will often be done is that the Sadi Kedushin will say, okay, Chassan Ploni or Ploni, I want you to be Miyachid, Rabbi X and Rabbi Y as your Eidei Kedushin. Sometimes they'll be Mahadid to add to the exclusion of all others. Okay, Rav Chedinusa. Basically, that's this idea of the Ritva that we're learning right now. You'll notice in the Rush, take Mamshach for you, in the Rush, just to see the concept of Yichud Eidim, the Rush mentions it in connection to Mammon also. Just to understand what the Svar is. The Rush makes mention of this by us. Middle of the long piece of the Rush, Yireh im hizmin hamal ve'edim ksherim ve'amdu shama krov mapsulim. Then let's say it was kavana lahayin. Talking about mominous now. So kavana lahayin could spoil. Again, assuming they said edus, even according to those you show, they didn't say edus, but they had kavana lahayin. But the Rush is going, if they came to say this. So imagine, now you have the real problem. They had Kavana Lahayit and they came to Beis Din later. But what could have saved the Malveh, for example, in a situation like this? If the Malveh was Mazmin, Edim Sheirim, said even if the Krov Mabsulim were Mechavim Lahayit and it came to Beis Din, so you have now all the problems that could exist here, but what saved you? What saved the Malveh here? The fact that it was Mazmin the Edom Ksheirim, lo nispatka Edus HaKsheirim. The Kevin Sheyiched as Edav, Lavko Kiminai, Lehapsi Lezem Amono. So here you see that again, and it goes on, you see the Lashon of the Rush, that if you're Mazmin the Edom, Vahotzi as Koache Mechala Edus, then the Edus doesn't become Bata. What's the basic idea here? I think again, which Mahalach helps us best to understand this idea that Yichud Eidim works. Think again with the Lumdus of Edus and Betela. I mean, not that it can't work on to everybody, but what certainly makes it easier to hear, yeah?
When it's one large group.
The problem was it's one entity. You can't say I'm accepting this selectively, these Eidim, this Eidus, not the other. So the answer is no, because it's all one entity. But to the extent that you have a Yichud Eidim saying these are separate from the rest, They're separate and distinct, so then they become the Egress and not the others. Yeah, Moshe.
Can we take the last line of the Ritva and Kedusha? It's got really going a lot of the last line in the one of the last ones that we dealt with, the last kasha you asked on Peretashi in Argumara. Because getting over here in the Ritva and Makos, he said, a scene on the base did not show that.
I want to get to that soon. So then, but how do you square it with the Ritva and Kedusha?
The Ritva and Kedusha that's saying that Lichyamrin Lamechso Asinon or Lasuda Asinon. When you're asking them, what did you come to court for? Did you come to court to testify or just to watch? That's only if you watch. You didn't have kavanah l'hayid b'shas ma'isa. If you had kavanah b'shas ma'isa, we would.
I understand, but like, why throw it in now? I understand the words in a vacuum, in a different context, you could touch it as you wish. Maybe what you're saying, shas ma'isa, means to tasa bolo bezdin. But his agenda right now is not to nitpick with Rashi on that issue. That's what the Ritva Bayas is doing in the Ran and Baba Basra will soon see that they assume that the Gemara's Asitu doesn't mean Bishas Rias HaMais, it means coming to Beis, and we'll soon get to that. But like, why would the Ritva why would he suddenly bring that in now out of nowhere?
No, so when the Ritva refers to Asitu in Kedushin, you have to assume he's talking about coming to Beis.
You have to say that because of the other Ritva. I don't know what to tell you about that. But the words themselves don't seem to indicate that. I don't know. That's why. You're right. I don't know. Other words, it's something of a stira. But like, why would he. Why would he be saying it? I don't know. I mean, there's a long arichas here and it's in the bad, and he seems to say there is a stira. I see. I'm just looking myself for the first time with you now. I notice on the bottom he says, Takana, long arichas here, number 277. You can look later. He says, the makis kasher rabbeinu de bedini mamnis. So he brings from Svarim that they ask a stira in the Ritva. Okay? Yes, there seems to be an understanding that the Ritva here is against the Ritva in Makis. Okay, you can look in the long footnote. So, again, I guess we did read it right, according to this long list of sources. Good. I don't know. It'll be a stira then in that Nakuda. But the words by themselves, you're right. You don't know from the words themselves, but. Before we go into the Makis, again, for that issue, I want to just present, a second, I want to present for your thought, again, this could also be a major discussion, but just understand maybe the time system, the Kuda itself. Obviously, this is so good a Svara that we have to ask ourselves a simple question, Das HaTosis. Tosis seemed to be very happy with the answer that he gave, the Re. That the reason why we can have our Tosus in Baba Basra mentions Kedushin, the reason why it all works out is because we need an Eid HaMeid that will pass them. So the Eid HaMeid is not a problem. But what about the Ritva's logic? It seems so impeccable. They are the equivalent of an Eid HaMeid, like we've been a Krash Kash in Gittin. It's like Hashas HaGad of the Beis Din. This is making the Kedushin. This is making the get. So why would it be enough to say, well, they're not coming later to Beis Din. Who cares if they're coming later? This is the equivalent. And right now, they're here. So they're seeing it without being Miyachid Edom. How could it be enough? Tosis here holds it's enough because they're not an Eid HaMeid. Obviously, we see here, again, this is not directly our Inyan, but what you see here is, and this is where Achronim come in and step in and bring ideas, that Tosas must have had a different take on what it means, Edom Ukiyum Hadavar, let's say, by Gittin Kedushin. Not such a world apart that the Ritva makes from here to Bidin Mamas Din Nefashis. Yes, it's true that if there were no Edom to see the Maisa Kedushin, it wouldn't be a Kedushin. It's true. But why not? The Ritva says, you know what it means? It means because by Mamanis, by Nefashos, there's a Machayev already without Edim. Just need Edim to tell me that it happened. By Kedushin, Edim have to be there and they have their status because they're there. Nothing to do with being able to tell over later on what they saw. So it's nothing to do with being made later on. Obviously, for Tosis, that's not exactly correct. The ability to tell over later on this Eidus is part of why you need to have the Eidin at the Maisa Kedushin. Folks, I hear what I'm saying. It's not just because they have to be there to see it. It's that they have to be there in order that they can let us know about it later on. They need the potential to be able to verify. So the verification through Agada Beis Din is part and parcel of why you need the Eidim there at the time. There's Exos in a few places in Exos, and Avdi Miloyim, I think it's in Reish Mem Aleph in Exos. Again, he works into a Gemara in Kedushin, not for us right now, but Lamasha, he says, really, every chalos, let's say a transaction, a kinyan, by Mominus. So really, that idea is present by Mominus too. You have to have in the Maisa Shahaya that's occurring the potential to verify. From that perspective, you should have to have Eidim for to see the Helva, to see whatever it is that causes a Chiyuv Mamo. But the answer is, it is verifiable without Eidim. How? What? Hodas Baldin. Hodas Baldin. So, since if he's Modeh, it's Kimei Eidim Dami, and the Ksosia Resh Memal says, and what is Hodas Baldin? It's not that Kenu Eschaivus. There are some Achronim who say, Hodas Baldin is like, it's like basically being Modeh, it's not really telling us about what happened in the past. It's basically saying, I owe money. No, it's a nemunus that a person has to let us know about what he says happened. If it has to do with his own chiyuv, he can tell us that. So it comes out the Maisa Shahaya is verifiable without having Eidim, because the person himself can be molded on that Maisa. However, says Gemara Kedushin, when it comes to a situation where Yehuda would be Chav L'Acherim, because by Kedushin being molded that Yom Kadesh the Isha makes impact on other people negatively. In other words, now she could marry other people, it's affecting others. So Hodas Baldin has no nemunus, it's Chav L'Acherim. So the only way that the Maisa Kedushin can be verifiable is through Eidim. So it comes that the way the Ksos is looking at it, it's not really a fundamental difference between the role of Eidim by Mammon, for example, and the role of Eidim by Kedushin. To some extent, every Maisa needs the potential to have it be verified. And the only difference is if it can be done with Eidim only, or without, or even without the Eidim. And if you can do it to Hodas Baldin, so the Eidim don't have to be there. But it's the same requirement. So it comes out, even for Tosfos, it could be Tosfos thought in terms of that. So therefore, not being an Eid HaMeid, not having Kavana Lahayid later, or not having the actual Haggadah later on, is enough to tell us that you're not going to spoil it for the other Eidim. Because part of the role of the Eidim, even B'shas Maisa Kedusha, or Maisa Mesiras HaGet, is that ability later on to be made the Beis Din. And the Ritva would see Eidav Shabbos Mishnayim in a very different way. It's simply, as we like to think about in the Lamdisha fashion, it is just the very existence of those Eidim to see it. That is the end of it. It's not, the Haggadah is another point. If you want to be Mevar later on, so they can be Mevar. But the end of the story already, vis-a-vis the Maisa, is the Eidim present right now. And the Tosis, even that is only a function of being able to verify later through Haggadah. So not being shaykh to the Haggadah is enough to allow us to not say Eidus and B'Telem. Again, a lot more can be thought about, but that L'chur would have to, the Machokis, in other words, Tosis and the Ritva, would be more about the Yisod that we're saying here, that you need Eidim L'Kiyim Hadavar. What exactly does that mean? Does that itself have to do with the Haggadah later on, or is it independent of the Haggadah later on? Ellie? Good. It's good. Right. So what would that mean? Is there a Chiyuv Misa? If you Chiyuv Misa, basically can't carry it out. Right, so where did the Fashas fit into this? Good Shaila. It's a good question. What? Knas, yeah, Modi B'Knas Pater. It's a good shayla. So I'm not giving you all the details of this, but L'chur, the Tosfos approach has to ultimately fit in a different paradigm of what it means Eidu Mekima Dover. It's not what the Ritva is saying. It also has to do with the union of being made later on. What to do with Nefashis, I'm not sure right now. It's a good shayla. Let's turn to the other Ritva. And again, and you'll see a couple of steerists. Number one, maybe what we already omit on. And also the Ritva here dismissing the requirement of Eidim for a kiddush from the Yachid Eidim. The Ritva here assumes that it's not something that we need to do at all. Okay. Anyone want another one? Okay. Make it up. Okay. There. At this point, what's our solution for the Rashbam and Rashi for Tosfos Kasha?
Yichud
Eidim. That could be. Could be. And the Tosfos didn't have to go there, but maybe the Rashbam and Rashi and those who go that you don't need Eidim to be made to Paso would have to use Yichud Eidim. That could be. And the Ritva said even that Tosfos wouldn't be enough for that. Eidim, Eidim, Kiyum, and Das. You know, Shalola Hoyd, but the Rashbam for sure would be able to use that. What's the Ritva over here? The Ritva turns the Gemara in a very different way in reading the whole Gemara. So after we read the Gemara one way, what is the question? L'merse, l'asude. We've been assuming until now the meaning of l'merse, l'asude is when you saw what you saw, did you have an intention to testify? And how does that fit the words of the Mishnah? Bizman she'isru behen? His Shubahan means what? Who was Masra? The Eidim by Nefashos were Masra. That's one way to know that they're Kavana Lahoid, because they were Masra. And the Gemara goes on. And what about Maimonides, Tosfos learns? Or what about if, even if they weren't Masra, but someone else was Masra, maybe they still had Kavana Lahoid? So that's the Gemara, and that's the Mishnah, and that's how we work together. And the question always goes back on the time of the Re'iyah. This is how Rashi and the Rashbam of Baba Basra learned. This is how, right, this is Rashi here, and Rashbam Baba Basra, the Rambam also's Mashmat, and going on the Shas Re'iyah. The Rambam in Hilchos Eidos Perakei, Kates at Botkin Hadavar, Halachahe, Kishivo, the Bezdin, Eidim Rubin, Karachas Omrim, Lehem, Kishir Isem, Zesha Harag, O Chaval, Lohoi Basem Oliros. So the asitun means when you came where? When you came? No. What does it mean? Remerze asitu. Asitu means basem. When you came, did you go? Did you come remerze or asude? Come where? When the shas nice. I'm about to say this is being doubt right now. So far, according to the Rashi here. And the Rashbam Baba Basra and the Rambam we just read for you. Lemerzi asitu, lasudi asitu. When you came initially, when you saw what you saw, you know that Beis Din is asking them now in Beis Din, right? Or in Stama, Beis Din has them in front of them, but they're asking them, what were you thinking when you saw the mice? Perish Rashi means reading from the Ritva here. Perish Rashi, Rasude Asitun Bishas Maisa. Vechi Amri, De Rasude Niskavnu Bishas Ve'iya. And when they answer Bezin's question, that at the Shas Ve'iya we intended to say Edus, we intended to come to Bezin later. Havelu Edim Machmas Osa Kavana Bilvad. They are Eidim as a result of having that intention. The Afapish Shalom Bola Beis Din Lahoid, even they never end up coming to Beis Din. That is Rashi. V'chein Kasav Rashbam, the Perakish Nochin, Gabi, Ahush, the Shnaim Shinichnasu Levakir, Sachole, Shnaim Shlosha, the Dafka Nichnasu Levakir. If it's Nichnasu Levakir, then they would be able, if they so desired, if they went by Yom, to do at. To be Dayanim, Ratzu Osindin, because they are seeing what the Shemira says is equivalent of They can paskin based on what they first, on first hand account, if they so saw it. But that's because they weren't locked in as Edom yet, because they only came with vacuum. Avonichnesu lahoid, if they would have entered lahoid, again, at that moment, the Shas Re'iya had already in their mind to act as Edom, havelu Edom en kosvin din, then they can't become dayanim, she'en eid nasidayin, mekevan she'niskavin liros adas lahoid, vapi shalohayid, even though they didn't testify. Where does that come from? The Rashbam explains as the Ritva continues. Kedaminan hacha diyami la sudyasina nesufi rebi. That if they would respond la sudyasina hadu le'edim umitzuli ksherim amtu usayu ki ilu he'idu. The edim ksherim apostle as a result of them as if they would have testified. V'koshken yasu me'ikara l'merse v'ashta asu l'beis din l'hoid v'he'idu. All the more so if they, he said, Kabbal Koshkan on it, if they originally came to see, but they came to Beis Din. In other words, he takes for granted in the Rashbam, if you have an Eid HaMeid, for sure it would be a problem. Not only, if the Rashbam says that a Kavanah Lohayid without coming to Beis Din is a problem, then a coming to Beis Din without Kavanah Lohayid is not going to be worse than what? Than a Kavanah Lohayid without coming to Beis Din. Again, if you didn't have Kavanah Lohayid, you still come to Beis Din. And if you did, that's certainly worse than if you had kavana and you didn't come to Beis Din. Zushi das Rashi v'nechta or Rashbam filoshona. Yeah.
Just a question in Lashon. Why does Rashi or the Ritva quoting Rashi switch between Shas Maisa and Shas Re'iya? In the second line, it seems like Shas Re'iya just means Shas Maisa.
V'sudi asina b'Shas Maisa. It's obviously synonymous. B'shas Maisa, the thing that happened that you're talking about, when you saw it, was it only a matter of seeing it for the sake of seeing it, or was it seeing it for the sake of coming later to testify about it? But if your intention was to testify, that already poses a problem of either the problem here of nimsa kavu pasus b'teilo, or the problem over there of what? Of Enid Nasidayim. Shas Maisa and Shas Re'iya are really interchangeable. But Shas Maisa means that Shas Re'iya, but did you have in mind B'Shas Re'iya to say Eidus later? And with the Ritva's adding, and if they would say Eidus later, for sure be a problem. But the big chiddush is, even without saying Eidus, there's a problem. What are the issues that the Ritva raises with this? And again, as I add, this is not just the Ritva by us. Again, I'm just going to let you in on a secret. Tosis Rid Bava Basra. Kasa Rabbeinu Shmuel, near the Einai, Dafka Nakash Nechz the Levakir Sachola, he brings the whole Lashon Rashbam, and then he starts commenting. Bava Pisaron Hazeh, near the Einai, Kasha Ma'od, Kechometz Lishinayim, Uke Ashan Le'einayim. That's an expression. No, not a very good, nice one. Kechometz Lishinayim, Uke Ashan Le'einayim, Lefichach Ani Tzarech Lohavi, Kala Mishnayos, Hashnuyos ba'osu perik, makas perik rishon al inyan ha'edus u'makashakasul b'gemara alehem u'levaram heitev u'lesag mehem kol gimgum kefi yacholti, and he begins with that hey and on and on and on. This is the Tosfos Rid in Bava Basra on that Rashba. The Ran is also asking, it's a little easier, shorter to read. Maybe we'll soon refer to the Ran, but let's start with the Ritva where we are right now. Avol hikshu alav. Says the Ritva on the Rashbam. Here's his first kasha. The masvara hizu lomar ki lefi shemiskaven b'shas re'iya lios eid yeikori eid shelo lios dayan v'lifso esakshir mekavanasa. Just remember, before we go further into Ritva, what were the kashas that Tosis had on the Rashbam? Tosis in the Basra, for example, Kuf Yudalit, Tosis in Sanhedrin, Daftes, that we saw already. What are some of the kashas? Rabbi Yehuda, that he passed on to Rabbi Yossi, which he got Tosis at the end. The Tosis maybe got around. What else did he ask? Rabbi Yossi with the Greek of Maria. Good. What else did Tosis ask? What?
Location.
Yeah, but there was another kasha. Tosis was pushing that the Svart Eid Nasadayin should, based on the rationales for it, should be a function of Eid HaMeid. Where it's because of the Kfiras HaKasuv, Amdishnei Anashim, or because of that they want Mekabel Hazama Latzma. So that's like a local issue. In other words, you can't apply that standard to Eden Asadayim. But then even Mineyove, even with Karbo Pasa, Tosus had problems. But here we see more. But Tosus never took on the Rashi and the Rashban that the reason that the taitcha of the Gemara's words, Lemechzi, Lasudi, Asinan, you know, does not mean B'shas, B'iyas, Amais. That much Tosus is in agreement. But the Gemara's question that's being posed to the Eidim of Fi Rebbe, Tosus versus Badini Mamanis, is about what they had in mind at the time of Re'ia. That's certainly relevant. What's equally relevant for Tosus is that they ended up coming to Beis Din later. What we're going to see here in the Ritva and various other Rishonim that I will allude to is that they actually took on the Rashi on the very reading of the words of the Gemara. What we mean of Merci Asidan Asitu or Asudi Asitu. Continue, so can we read again the Ritva. Hikshu Allah. First of all, Masvari Hizu Lomar Kilfisha Miskavim Bishasvil Yos Aid Yehikori Aid Shalul Yos Dain Bilifso Sakshem Bekavanasa. Because you had Kavana Lahoy, you're an aid, you can't be a Dayan, number one, and you pass on the other Ksherim. Still, he doesn't hear that there should be strong enough both of these halachas. Fine. Here's a second kasha. Because what's going to be the solution for the Rashbam for every Maaseh Kiddush in the presence of Krovim? A big dolchik that we don't normally require. The Ritva and Kiddush didn't think that it was you could dispense with that without that. But here he says, again, Stira. The Imkein Hayinu Tzvichim Wesayim Eidim B'Shas Kiddush. You're going to have to be Mazmin Eidim. Miyachid Eidim. Tzim Lokein V'yesham Shumkarov, Ulai Niskaven Lios Eid Uposuas Kula. Now, you could have said, if you hold like Rebbe at least, that Gufa could be an answer. Maybe the Ramban and Baba Basra says, the Krovim won't be Mekaven Lahoyed. Okay, that could also solve it. But maybe they will. That's the Shaila. If you need Kavanot, maybe they will. But he says, maybe they'll be Niskaven Uposuas Kula. Tosa thought it could be a problem. The Havilei Mekadosh Beidim Sulim, Mekadosh Below Edim, saying Kedush of Kulam. No, so you have to be Yachid Edim. And Va'anan Behedya Kaimalon, we have explicitly halacha we hold, Bekedushin Lotzachom Atem Eda. You don't have to say, and that's the halacha that by Mom is because you have the reasons that we gave before that you have to say, Atem Eda. You don't really have to technically be Yachid Edim. Let's say there are no Krovim of Sulim, for sure you don't need it. The Ritva. And Kedushin thought that if there are Krovim of Sulim, you have to do it for the other reason. The advisor here doesn't assume that that's correct. He says, we don't need Atem Eidai. The Lo Shanilan, that's exactly the point. You don't need Atem Eidai in any situation. Not if your Mekadosh Stam, the Chasan Kal, goes somewhere without the family, right? And you don't need Atem Eidai there, nor do you need it in the presence of a lot of people. The Lo Shanilan, we don't make any distinctions regarding that. You don't have to say Atem Eidai Bein Mekadosh Biyachidim. All you have is the Chasan Kala and two Eidim there. O Beradim Bifnei Aviha O Krovim. Yeah, Viafa Pisha Nagel Bixas Nekomos L'Sayim Eidim Bekedushin. Yeah, I know about this. Yeah, Lo Mishur Eskin HaTalmud Osin El Fisha Chashu Lepirish Rashi Zal. Yeah, they're worried about Rashi, but he's taking Rashi on right now. Again, notice the Stira in the Ritva. The Ritva in Kiddushin felt because even though usually you need an Eid HaMeid and so on, but this is still different because this makes the Kiddushin. The Ritva here is obviously different against the Ritva in the Ritva Makis, but they're not on the same page. Okay. Moreover, next kasha. The Ode. Might Sarach Yishayuliu Yasi Lasudi Elomelzi. What are you asking, man? When you saw the Maisa, did you have in mind to testify? What do you have to ask him that? Havadai, stomach the milsa, boyin bishas Maisa, lo kidei sheyu eidim boyin. When people come to see something, why are they coming? To testify or because they're curious? What does he say? That's dumb. Coming to see, it's hak. You know what's going on? See what's going on. La Maisa. Is that correct? Stamad and Milsa is right. Where else did we see that Stamad and Milsa is that way? At least one way we read the Tosus. Tosus and Akasha, how can you trust them? No, Tosus says it the other way. I'm sorry, I take it back. Tosus says if they came later, it's mashma that they came actually to testify. Because you see now, Rifa is saying, Mestama, they came with Melzi. So what are you asking? Yeah.
Is it
thing
people just come to
Beis Din
because they have nothing better to
do? No, not talking about Beis Din now. We don't know. Again, he's going within Rashi now. The question was asked of them, now they're in Beis Din, but you're asking them, when you went to see that, did you have in mind to testify? Mestama, they didn't. Mestama, they went to see it for the sake of seeing it. People right away thinking, I'm going to go to Beis Din. When they see something, when you see something, I'm just thinking, the Havdil, you see something happening, right? It's the first thing that goes through your mind. I'm going to go, I have to go report it. You see yourself as already a potential, whistleblower, right? I have to go tell whoever it is. Is that how you look at yourself, everything that happens? Maybe we should. But normally we go through our day, whatever we see, what we see. We're not thinking right away, we're going to go to Beis Din, we're going to go to the court, we're going to go to the authorities. Yeah, Moshe.
That's true, especially right away.
That's when it involves you. You mean for someone else too? If you witness it, right away try thinking about trying to document it to be able to.
Right away, yeah. Either they'll come up to you or you'll go up to the person who was.
I hear. You're saying maybe it is that way for us today. Yeah. I hear you. Yeah.
I think that just depends on the scenario. When it's something like serious, when people are injured, then yeah. But by starting Kiddushin, it's just like,
Kiddushin. Here we're talking about the mice and fascias. It's also serious. If it's mammon, I don't know. It's not as serious. Still could be mammon. There's also a lot of money involved. Yeah, I don't know.
Mammon, like a star, like if someone giving someone money, like, I don't think that's really exciting.
It could be a lot of possible cases of mammon. That's not, the Ritva doesn't differentiate. He just assumes here this cash already. I know you're right. Why does he assume stomach and milk are boim b'shas ma'isim b'shiyu lokadusha yedim boim? Maybe you assume there's a lot of other people that'll be the edim, so you don't see yourself as the edim. Yeah.
I think when you see something happen while you're seeing it happen, you happen to be there at that time, so you see it happen. Okay, maybe after the fact you're gonna say,
I want to say something like you're saying when it comes to it soon. If you want to be dyke with me in the Rashbam in a few minutes, I want to point something out. Hopefully we'll get to it. I think that the Rashbam has the distinction that you're getting to right now between coming shelo adas lahayid or chancing upon something. I think you're thinking a very valid chiluk. I want to soon get to it. The Lashon Rashbam to me was mashma that the Rashbam was making that distinction also, which I don't see the Rishonim asking the Rashbam making that distinction. The question would be coming shalom nasuhayit according to Rabbi Yossi, for example, where you don't have to have kavanah lahayit, so then you're locked in as an aid, right? So what was one of the kashas Tosis had that we spoke out before? But then according to Rabbi Yossi, lo tehei shmir gedol maria is a non-issue because you're automatically an aid. Wait a second, maybe there's a difference between coming shalom lahayit becoming a merze, where Rabbi Yossi would say that is enough to make you an aid, to the extent of passing others, to the extent of aid nasidayan, and here Rabbi Yossi also would have one notch below, where you just chanced upon it. It could be that a yishuv for the Rashbam in terms of some of the kashas of Tosis, that even for Rabbi Yossi, there's a step below the merze. There's the merze where you came the merze, and there's something less than that, which is memela, there you are. Could be that could help us. What you're getting to is very interesting. Right now, in the Rishonim on the Rashbam, I don't see them discussing those two levels. And yet, the Ritva has this kasha, which I think we're telling we don't hear the kasha so well. The Ritva, the Olam thinks that, why not? Maybe you're coming. If you're coming already, maybe you are thinking ahead. I don't know. This Ritva is asking, what do you mean ask? Nistama vade stama de nosa boy b'shas maitza lo kidei shu eidem boy. So the Ritva sounds like you're coming because you're curious. You want to see what's going on and you just want to be there for the fun and, fear of missing out. No, maybe not. Maybe you are coming. The Lishna Diamina Lemechsi as here's another kasha on Rashi. The Lashon Lemechsi Asitun Olas Hude Asitun. Did you come to see? Did you come to testify? Did you come? What is come? Come where? Asitan lebezim. It's a formality to it. Come! Come to the court, to the Beis Din. The Ilo, if it wasn't referring to Beis Din, Havilon lememar lasude azaltun, oh, is kavantun, two different words he substituted for asitan. He should say, did you go azal, which is not the same formality as asitun maybe, or is kavantun lasude, did you intend, but the asitan means Kam is coming to Beis Din. Yeah, no.
I just want to say that you maybe arrive one way or the other in how we understand this. This maisa is coming to milsa is habayin. The bayin is on the milsa itself, not necessarily on the people, but somehow a milsa habayin b'shas maisa. That the
if they're coming,
the mikra happened. It came. The mikra just happened b'shas.
No, that he's not saying. Habayin are the people who have
meaning
come.
Meaning that it's stomach just happened right in front of your eyes.
I don't know if he means that.
You didn't go yourself to it.
I don't know. I want to send good to the Rashbam and that point I just brought in. Lachena Nachon. So here comes the other pshat. The Ritva is going to say this. The Ran in Bava Basra and the Sotosis Rid in Bava Basra are going to change the words of the Gemara. Now you have to think about the implications for the Lashon and Mishnah now. What he's about to say, even Stama, when you read in the morning, you had this question on your head too. If we're going to change the meaning of Asitan in the Gemara, then what does it do to the words of the Mishnah of Rebbe? What did Rebbe say in the Mishnah? Emasai b'sman jisuben. What did that mean until now? Who's hisru behen?
The
Eidim at the time of the Maisa, which shows that they had Kavanah Lahayit. The Gemara goes on. But what if there's no Asra? What if it's Mominous? So then what do you find it? So all related works beautifully. It dovetails with the Lashon HaMishnah. Now that we're about to change the Gemara to talk about when they're coming to Beis Din, so what does that do to the Mishnah? What does the Lashon HaMishnah? There's Mamshi Yisru Ben. L'chein ha'nachon, l'chein yiram pirish Rabbeinu Chananel, which we don't find Rabbeinu Chananel Bayas, but he quotes it. She'ein ha'she'ela zos ela b'shas b'yasam l'beis din l'hoid. Now what? She'im ba'u l'hoid, o'n itstafu l'hoid, k'sherim u'psulim, they're coming l'hoid, and they're combining with the k'sherim together, nifsula k'sherim, then the k'sherim become pasul. That's if they came l'hoid. That means that that's what they were responding. We came, well, when are you asking this? Before the Eidus or after the Eidus? The Ritva doesn't actually say. And what if they said we came Lahayit? Do they disqualify the Ksherim even if they weren't made? Well, that depends on the Mekai Medaber answer, okay? But the Im Yomru Shalo Boel Liros. Now here, think about this. Then Mayasu Shneyachin. Both say, how is the writ for reading Bizman Shehisru Behen? Rebbe's response, it has to be Hisru Behen, because otherwise Mayasu Shneyachin. What's the writ for Pshat doing to the words of the Mishnah? Hisru Behen. Who is Hisru? Who's the Hisru going on? Obviously. Who's the Hisru going on? Beis Din. A new reading of the Mishnah now. See why we waited after all these days to look at this now. We've been too confusing until now. This man shehisru behen doesn't anymore refer to the agenda of the Eidim b'shas maisa, which would show that the Akavan, this is all Darko Shel Rashi Bayas, the Rashban, the Bava Basra, the Rambam, Tosus also. This is a whole new reading of everything. Hisru Behen means that what has to happen? Beis Din has to probe the Eidim in front of them to see that they come to Beis Din for X or for Y. And that's the Gemara is explaining it, and that what the question is exactly. That's what I'm saying. The Im Yomru, if they say Shelo Boel Le'eros, Mayasu Shneyachim, Shel Bech Yor Zanefesh. The if you tell me that if they would respond, we came liros, then there'd be a problem as well? Rabbi says, can't be. You have to obviously ask them in order that once they'll tell you that we only came to beis and liros, then everything's going to be fine. Because if you're not going to use this test of hisru behen, again, hisru behen meaning what? That beis din is going to ask them, why did you come to beis din? If you're not going to do this test and be able to vet out and not disqualify the ksherim, should the psulim say that we didn't come to testify in beis din, we just came here just to see the action going on in beis din? If you're not going to say that and say that even if they came just to see the action in beis din, it's going to be a problem. Yasser shleach? You see in a second, it's Mefurish and the other Rishonim that this is now a rereading of the Mishnah now. The Mishnah didn't say it explicitly, but it's Kimat implicit. They want to know what's going to be the Din Torah, the Psak. Then he goes on. In the Ran, in Baba Basra. Again, Katsa Rashbam, Dafka Shinitsu Lavakir, Nitsu Bilahoid, Nilsin Din. To have a little aid of Eden Asadayin, the heavy rhyme of from the Perakam of Demachus. And he brings the whole Pshar of the Rashbam, Vahachi Kamar, what's the Rinnig, what's the Melchzeh Lassudei, Kishabasim Liros Hamaiseh, the Rashbam's Pshat, Bamenis Kavam Tim Liros Alohoi. If they say Lassudei, Nimsakov is Taylor. That you see from there, Kosis Kavam Lohoi, Nasa Eid, Shuposus Chaverov. And therefore he can't be a Dayan. He says something to answer for Rabbi Yossi. You can look at yourself. I'm not going to bog down on it. He answers up for Rabbi Yossi too. Zel Pirush Pirush Rashbam. The Iksha Harav Al Dvarav. The Rashbam himself, if you go find the Rashbam himself asked the Kasha from the Gemara in Ba'u Beis Din. Maybe get the Rashbam with you. As I read the Rach, you'll see where I want to go. Look at the Rashbam itself. The Kasha the Rashbam asks from Rosh Hashanah. Nimso, halfway through or so, the long Rashbam. Nimseinu lemeidin shabal liros maizri lohoi chashvinu leiti lisikol chavera. V'hadit nan b'Rosh Hashanah. The line begins with the word shekein. The koshken hecha dizimnu lovo liros tavos shimera. Kedei lohoi. What's the koshken? If you had kavana lohoi, you'd passel. All the more so if the hizimnu lovo liros, then for sure you can't be a dying. I mean, you can't be a dying there either. V'hadit nan b'Rosh Hashanah. Ra'u Gimel Ve'im Beis Din Yamdu Shnayim Yishim Echmer Yitzel HaYachid. What's the kasha from Rosh Hashanah? How can you have one of them being a Dayan and the other two being Eidim? But that one Dayan was already locked in as what? As an Eid. Okay, that's his kasha. The Ran quotes his kasha. The Iksha Rav Al Dvarav Mitvnan Per Ru'u Beis Din Ru'u Shnayim Ru'u Gimel Ve'im Beis Din and so on. V'hasam osa yachid eidhu, because the Gemara says it was Ra'u Balayla. Shmaminad eid nasadayin. Now, the Ran quotes the Teretz as follows, v'tireis. V'hasam lo nasa eid, sher mitchila lo niskavin lohoyid. V'thikach dafka kishetzarach le'edus atzma hu depasa ladun, nishik achshav nasa eid. V'kosh enim tzarach le'edus atzma nasa eid me'olam, sher lo niskavin lohoyid. Is that what the Rashbam really says? Look at the Lashon HaRashbam. The Ran quotes the Teretz of the Rashbam that there it's different because lo nase eid, because mitchil lo niskavin lo hoyit. Look at the Rashbam's Lashon. Chasam hu shalo ba'u mitchila kidei l'roso al menas lo hoyit. What does it sound like? Just as what the Rashbam says, or even more than that? Something else. Lo ba'u mitchila kedeler also amnas lahayt im kein shem yachid yachli as dayin de nas dayin ekishra u mela the lechtam bashuk. What I hear in the Rashbam is another layer too. It's not just that word neskab lahayt. You know why? Because that wouldn't help you for Rav Yossi. And Tosis kasha, one of the kashas was, what's Rav Yossi going to do with the Gemara Rosh Hashanah? What is Shnei Gedol Meriah? Rashbam is trying to accommodate Rav Yossi. He says it's not just that was coming a hayit. It hit them totally by chance. It chanced upon it. There's two levels. There's kavan nichnas shelo lahayit, and there's memela. It hit them. Ra'u memela. That's one diuk I wanted to make you think about. That's just a diuk vis-a-vis the Ran. Back to the Ran. So comes out nimsa kloli hashmul afishitas vashbam shekonchin is kaving lahayid nasa aid, and he passes his friends, and so on. Let me get to what he asks. Zui shita sarav avo ena mechuveres, Dr. Ran. She'ein hadas no senes. It's not logical. Shemisha sheniskavim lahoid yehinase eid. Why? Ve'im ata omer kein pasaltinu l'kulei kedushin. Shemaisim b'chol yom shemekadshin b'fnei rechokim ukrovim. Ve'enam choshishim shema hakrovim niskavnu lahoid utehei af eidus hakshem b'teila. What's his problem? Tosis kasha. Heich b'tid yorgin, every kedushin, there's krovim there. What's our solution for the Rashbam?
Say.
We say you don't. Okay. That's his cash. Further. Vahi nami de makis lo mukha haki. What he poured from makis is not a right to his point about kavana lahoi na kavana lahoi. What? The Gemara never meant that. De lishna de lenechse asitu ola sudi asitu. That Russian mukhach shelo al das maisa anushoalim. Talking about the maisa that they saw. Then came my asitu. What's the Russian asitu? You came. Shema sham hayu mitchila. They were there from before. The maisa came to them. They didn't come to the maisa. For the rest, the Ran doesn't make a difference between the two scenarios. So it's asitu. You came. You were there. You were in one place, and the next thing you know, in front of you, something happened. Where's the asitu? That's his kashi. Elavadai, what does asitu mean? When you came to Bezin, if they say we came lahayid, then amr shalobo el liros, mean they came to Bezin to see what's going on the proceedings of Bezin, then aim at starfin, the aim post in the saksherin. The yesh misha Moses says the Ran, oh, but omer shal achar sheheidu who sheshow in osan. When do you ask? After. So we have a diagnosis about this also. It was after. Shekosha amru shemetchilo lo niskavnu lahayid abi sheheidu einam psulin. Even after this in Eidus, if they tell you that we didn't originally come for Eidus, also wouldn't pass. B'chein kosu Ramban v'raj baza. Avu mikol malka machshava v'elvad eina osa osan Eidim. Umiyu, kosha zimnum lahayid, if they invited to say Eidus, hadvar marim da havelo aid the impossible posos acherim kashdim nasidayin. What's the diuk of Yehuda? Levakia sachole. Why is it levakia sachole? According to the Rashbam, when the ute wat had they what? Had they come lahoid? What about the Ran? What's he going to do with the lashon levakia sachole? He says that's lafuke. If his minu who's minu lahoid? If there were called in to say Eidus, then already he would agree Enos and Din. Okay, but basically, I'm trying to see, I didn't see, maybe it's not in the Ran, maybe it's someone tells us read. The pshat of this man Shehisu Behen, the Chayra Quintus would have to change. Hisu Behen is going to have to mean not the Eidim Shas Naisa, but rather who? The basis of, all right. Hisu is going to have to somehow fit what the Gemara is saying. So the history is based on probing of the Eidim when they came in front of you. Yeah.
What are you saying?
No, the history is to verify why they came to Beis Din. That would be the reading of history. Otherwise, they're both saying, what do you do? There's two separate things going on. History is the Mishnah's Eidim on the Maisa, on the Fashas. And now the Gemara says, Hecha Aminu Lahu, let him come to Beis Din. It's like, what's, is it disconnected? So you have to say this new pshat of Hechar, of Lemechzi Lasitu, if Asitu is Beis Din, then the history of the Mishnah is now going to have to go on Beis Din, not on the Eidim. It goes together. If the Gemara is discussing what you're asking the Eidim about what they thought Bishas Maiseh, then the Hisru would be understood like Rashi says. Hisru means the Beis Din's, the Hisru of the Eidim at the time. I thought I saw this in the Ran, maybe I have to look again, maybe in the Tosus Rid already, it's a blur. But Lemaisa, in the other Rishonim, you see that this is going to end up, the Ritva didn't spell it out in the Furish, but it's going to follow that the Mishnah's meaning of Hisru Ben is going to have different types according to this. Any questions before we go? Next questions. Yeah, I wanted to even open the floor to a lot of questions, but I don't have, we ran out of time. Go. Yeah.
When the Ritva says the Kasha that he asked on from Kibushin, the same kind of question that we asked. What would he answer to the Kasha that we had on from Rabbi Kibayger?
Which Kasha in Kibayger? Which Kasha?
That it has to, that we're discussing in case of Misa, and that's why you can't tag the question on Kibushin. It has to be on Yeah. The Rashba asked the question in Tosos, he says on Din and Kedusha. So the Rebbe Kedusha.
Yeah. Okay, so the Rebbe Kedusha gave us Svar, that one of the Svar is applies to Kedusha and one doesn't. There could be other Drachim as well for that. But either way, Lamai said the question by many is Kedusha also. For whatever reason, Tosos didn't mention Kedusha. Okay.